My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Pete Olson. Congressman represents the Lone Star State's 22nd congressional district, and he's also leading the charge on fighting back against the Obama administration's unilateral push when it comes to advancing the transgender agenda, not only with regard to school bathrooms and in healthcare facilities, but at federal government facilities as well. He is the sponsor of new legislation, House Resolution 5812, the Civil Rights Uniformity Act of 2016. He joins me now to explain what it will do and why he believes it's necessary. And Congressman, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, Greg, thank you so much for having me, and thank you, Ray America. Howdy from deep in the heart of Houston, Texas.
Well, it's great to have you with us. So let's talk about, first of all, the big complaint here with the Obama administration actually comes on a number of fronts, both with their moving the definition of sex as defined in the Civil Rights Act to include gender identity, and then also with respect to them doing it without consulting Congress. Let's look at the constitutional aspect of this first. What authority does this administration have or not have when it comes to reinterpreting the Civil Rights Act?
They don't have that authority, Greg. It's pretty clear. The people of Texas 22 elected me to be their congressman in November of 2008. I could not take that job, cast that first vote, until I took an oath to preserve, protect, and defend our Constitution. Article 1 is very clear. It has 10 clear words it starts with. All legislative powers herein are granted shall be vested in the Congress. It's clear. The administration's actions take away the power from Congress and put that in the White House. That's wrong. That's against the Constitution. And that's why I introduced H.R. 5812.
What kind of reaction have you gotten from your colleagues? And for a large part, it seems like this is not something a lot of Republicans want to touch. So has there been an enthusiastic response to reining in the power of the executive, or has it been more muted?
It's been kind of mixed. I mean, people are home now, have been home for a couple weeks, so they're focused on the elections. But the feedback we've gotten is very positive. And again, there's been liberals saying Pete's attacking these people for whatever reasons. That's a bunch of hooey. This is all about our Constitution, protecting our Constitution, those words I spoke, that oath, making that action. Again, the administration does not have the power to redefine sex in federal civil law. They did that, and this tries to stop it.
Well, the Civil Rights Act, of course, was passed in 1964. What does the Civil Rights Act say about sex? How is it understood what sex means when it talks about sex discrimination?
Well, sex is pretty clear. It just means basically men or women. Now, what they're trying to do is expand that to define, as you mentioned, sex is actual a sexual stereotype, gender identification, determination of a pregnancy. That is not what the law was passed. That is not what was in there. It was one simple thing about are you a man, are you a woman, nothing else. And all we're saying is this is a new law. It's a law from the White House. Laws should come from Congress.
And so talk a little bit more about the legislation. In addition to saying that this is the prerogative of Congress to address, not the White House, what else does the bill say?
Well, basically it just says, you know, listen, guys, stop. If you want this to happen, work with us. We will pass law. Again, this is a huge outreach. This is way beyond the transgender bathroom issues. People have confused that. Again, this, Greg, is about our Constitution, preserving, protecting, and defending it.
So if, in fact, the administration agrees to work with you, which is probably unlikely, but say they do and other lawmakers want to go forward with this and say, okay, Congress, we think this change needs to happen. We'd like you to make it so this term now is expanded to include gender identity and these other ideas and terms that we want to. What's your reaction to that?
No, my vote will be heck no. I mean, but I want to have that vote. That is our job, Greg. Our job is to actually pass laws. The administration has put this law out without any authority. All I'm trying to say is we have this Constitution, preserve, protect, defend it, have an up or down vote. I'll vote that thing down because I think it's against the Constitution, but I want that vote, not something coming from the White House.
President Obama, of course, when he ran for president the first time in 2008, was opposed officially to same-sex marriage and only changed his position early in 2012 as he was running for re-election. What do you make of him going from that point a little more than 4 years ago to now essentially mandating this agenda on schools and federal facilities and so forth?
It's very consistent with President Obama's actions the whole time he's been president. For example, this issue, the transgender bathrooms, another continuation of laws coming from the White House, immigration, his executive amnesty, another example of laws coming from the White House. Congress has to exert its authority per the Constitution and take that back to Congress. And that's exactly what H.R. 5812 does.
And what's your timetable here? How soon does this really need to take effect? When would these Obama directives take effect?
Well, in the Navy, we'd say ASAP, because those directives are out there. I mean, he's got that thing up and running, so we need to stop this quickly. When I get back to D.C. next week, we'll see who's come on board. I know a lot of people come on board during the recess. I'm working with my colleagues on the floor. Let's get this up to a vote and say the Constitution matters. Respect the Constitution. Respect that oath. Preserve, protect, and defend her. That's all we're trying to do here, Greg.
And lastly, you mentioned it's been kind of a mixed reaction from your own colleagues on the Republican side. What about from leadership? Obviously, they control what comes to the floor and what doesn't. So what have you heard from them?
They have not said anything, but that's a good thing. If it's bad, they'll kind of push you back. They seem to be saying, Pete, it's your ball. Run with it. If you get enough votes, 218, then we can talk about bringing it up on the floor, because we got a short window to operate before the election and then the new president, new Congress. And so my job right now is to go, 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 baby. Get people on board. Get that 218 so leadership can bring it up. Let's vote out. Put a break on the White House.
Congressman, we'll call time there. Thank you very much for helping us understand what you're doing.
Thank you, Greg. God bless you.
You too, sir. Congressman Pete Olson from the 22nd Congressional District in Texas. He is also the sponsor of House Resolution 5812, also known as the Civil Rights Uniformity Act of 2016. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.